We don't dispute that the free market is the greatest producer of wealth in history. It has lifted billions of people out of poverty. We believe in property rights, rule of law, so forth. But there has always been trends in the market in which concentrations of wealth can lead to some being left behind. And what's happened in our economy is that those who are doing better and better, more skilled, more educated, luckier, having greater advantages, are withdrawing from sort of the commons. Kids start going to private schools. Kids start working out at private clubs instead of the public parks. An anti-government ideology then disinvests from those common goods and those things that draw us together. And that, in part, contributes to the fact that there's less opportunity for our kids, all of our kids.